Welcome to the Triple M Brisbane podcast for Tour de Brisbane, sponsored by Transurban. It can only happen once a year. The city is closing its roads just for you. Grab your bike and join the race. The Tour de Brisbane. Info at tourdebrisbane.org. Triple M Breakfast's RBT game.
Ross is who we're starting with here. Couple bits of audio for Ross, and then we'll all have a guess.
Drunk.
Just, you're going drunk straight
out. Straight away.
With a name like Ross. I reckon he enjoys a few bevvies. Yeah, a few tallies, okay. Maybe with a brown paper bag.
In Croydon, police pulled over 60-year-old Ross after he picked up his wife from bingo.
Oh,
she's
bingo.
She's drunk too.
Hold on.
Yeah, I reckon they're both drunk.
Yeah, she's 100% drunk.
She couldn't scratch herself.
Police do a very good job. I say that all the time on RBT.
Oh, Margot, you might be onto something here.
Nailed it.
No. She's drunk and she'll ask for a go as well. Ross is sober. 0.00.
One more listen.
And the police do a very good job. I say that all the time on RBT.
He's too happy to be drunk. He's not aggressive or anything.
Yeah.
I'll go under. Margo under. Margo over.
Drunk.
All right.
Hi, Mum and Dad.
No, I never drink driving. I'll never get late for drink driving.
Comedians in the clear.
Yeah, beauty. Go, Rossi.
1-0, Margo.
That was misleading.
Hey, what was she like?
They didn't breath either.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been.
But I can tell you now, pissed.
Yeah.
Five times the limit.
Definitely. Who's sober at bingo?
Such is life.
Police pulled over Ned Kelly fan, Daryl.
Why is he a Ned Kelly fan?
Is he wearing a tin
a mask?
Because he said...
In Ballarat.
Such is life.
Police pulled over Ned Kelly fan Darryl.
Or it's Ben Cousins.
Shut! Drunk!
Everywhere he goes, his hero has got his back.
On the red light was my mate.
I wasn't red, mate. It was
amber.
Oh, yellow. Red.
It's always good to argue with the cops because they love an argument.
Could you imagine drunk and red light? That's not a good combo.
No.
I'm going to say, I hope for Daryl's sake, he's not drunk.
Oh, Daryl's over.
Oh, I'm going to say under.
I'm going over.
So it's come out negative.
It's come out what?
Negative.
Yes.
So you're correct.
You know what?
It's
this show's being ruined by modern attitudes to drink driving. There's not enough drink drivers on
Don't
the road.
Don't drink and drive, kiddies.
Well, it makes me think that Bernard here at the end here, or Bernard.
You've
got to
have a
not
drink.
Fanning.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm locking in drunk before
not Bernard
I even...
Tomic.
Or
not Bernard Fanning.
No.
I'm going to go drunk as well before we hear anything.
Okay.
Be brave. Margo, would you like to, with the name
we've
like Bernard.
We've had two sobers. We've got to have someone who's a bit...
You'd think so.
The producers...
I'm losing faith in Australians.
This.
Come on, drink
Caught
more and
riding
drive.
An illegal petrol-powered bicycle with an engine bought on Gumtree.
Yeah, come on, team.
That is a bee's dick away from riding a motorised Esky.
Oh, wow, one more. Just because that's the most Australian thing ever said.
Caught riding an illegal petrol-powered bicycle with an engine bought on Gumtree.
Jeez, I need a photo.
He just let him off for that creativity and genius.
Daryl, how old was Daryl?
Bernard.
Daryl's his middle name.
Keep going. Can you give me another bit?
No, that's it.
Oh, that's it.
Over.
I'm going to say under.
Well, that's why he's riding the thing, because he's drunk. And he went over there to tune up the motor at his mate's place. He's drunk.
You're going under.
I'm under. Yeah.
Oh, brave from you.
With no driving licence, Bernard must blow zero. It's all clear for alcohol.
Yes!
Oh, my God!
All clear for alcohol,
He's
drug test come up.
Yeah, the licky sticky lit up like a Christmas
blew up.
Tree.
He was stoned as.
Hey, listen, what? Sober? Why didn't he have a license?
I love that. Riding an electric.
Caught riding an illegal petrol powered bicycle with an engine bought on Gumtree.
No license.
What?
High as a kite,
what
but sober as a judge.
What happens if you're over and you don't have a license? What are they going to do to you? You can't take your license off you.
They take away your Gumtree-powered petrol scooter.
Marto's thought on sport.
I'll tell you, get involved. Horse racing. You know how Kath's got 2.5% in that horse called Boommaster?
Some friends of mine... I'm
supposed to be involved in Magic Millions.
Well, I saw the Magic Millions, Marto, and some friends of ours, their horse Stormboy won.
Oh, I've got an offer here from Muncie, Chris Muntzman.
To get in on it?
To get in on a horse out of, what's the name?
Stormboy.
Stormboy. Mm. Anyway, I don't want to know about it. Can
it's
I just
commitment.
Give you an update on, it's virtually the show's
what
horse.
What happened to Baraka Quinn again? Gone.
It's gone.
It's gone out to pasture.
I can do that.
I didn't realize.
If you want to know what happened to Baraka Quinn, we can be careful.
No.
It's just gone out to
Pony Club. I think it's been Pony Clubbed.
Yeah, nice.
All right, this is the other horse we have 2.5%.
Is this the one on the treadmill?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so
this horse
injured.
Has spent more time on the treadmill
it's
than the track.
It's been injured, but there was suggestion that it might run at Magic Millions because it was a Magic Millions horse.
Mate, like, I told you, I've got a good right. horse Cairo that you could use.
Let's get back to that. Boommaster, here's Muncie email. Hi, Kathy. Boommaster had a nice gallop on Tuesday morning in company and galloped up very well. Yesterday, after cooling down, we noticed some very subtle activity in his problem joint. We took action to have it scanned and the vet advised that we need to back him off for at least another month. It hasn't run for 6 months and then rescanned. Da la 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 la. Here you go. As frustrating as this is, my recommendation would to have him gelded in his time off. Ooh. As it will only help
full snip.
Yeah. Help him with his health. That's as far as keeping it keeps unnecessary weight off his legs.
How bigger is
that's a whole bag, isn't it?
Oh, they're big. The they're not like
how big are they?
Have a look at Dan's and they're about five times bigger. So there's a lot to do. If you and here at the end, this is from Muncie. If you could provide your thoughts with regards to having him gelded, please. Yeah. I've responded on Kath's behalf.
Oh dear.
Muncie. This is email. What happens to his agates, mate? Do you keep them in a jar? Can I take them home? Cheers, Marto.
You're an animal. Chris Munce is one of Queensland's, let alone Australia's, most respected horse trainers.
Jockeys are now trainers, yeah.
Incredible professional.
Well,
and
I didn't
you
realize,
said what?
Yeah, he may not be running this email account because then some bloke called Leo, who's his racing master or something like that. Hi, Greg. No. That's not something we do.
You've embarrassed Margot and I.
Have you ever wondered what happens to all those horse
agates? What are you going to do with them? Keep them in a jar? Like,
jar. And then
like mums do umbilical cords?
That's Boommaster's
agates.
Oh, maybe I'm not.
I wouldn't suggest.
Anyway.
No.
Where would you keep them though? Like just on the shelf, just on the
mantelpiece.
Yeah, like would you have them in the living room or in your bedroom?
A couple of trophies, yeah. Most improved
I'm sure
under 11.
Most people who live in Hamilton do with their
horses. Agates.
Some of my horses, you come around, they're juggling
up on the shelf so next to the Melbourne
Ted's
Cup
agates.
Trophy.
I got Ted's agates.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Where are yours?
We got.
Kath got there.
Yeah, that's next. Big jar. Get me the big jar. Get me the Colonel's bucket.
Straight to the top shelf.
You need a thimble for those.
Triple M Breakfast.
Marto, I know you are our leader, fierce leader in here, and sometimes, Dan, we make note that he stands up, puts his hands behind his back, he walks around the desk. Sometimes he comes and visits you and you go, what are you doing over here? And sometimes he goes to the map because he loves a map.
It's very Kim Jong-un behaviour, hands behind back, it's looking for
my
Germans.
My life as a builder, you've got to keep an eye out for imperfections.
He's
and
our
I
dictator.
See a lot around here. Right. Let me tell you, I'm looking at two imperfections right now. What are you talking about?
I bring this up because I want to talk maps, Marto, and I know you
what
love a map.
What? I love
I'm
maps.
Not sure if this is a map that you've been across.
I could have been a cartographer in a different life.
The sex map of Australia.
Sex map?
There's a sex map that's come out. It's been created by a sex toy retailer, Love Honey.
You're going to have to go slowly here. Love Honey.
Do you want me to talk a little slower for you, Marto?
It's a strange term, Love Honey.
The sex map of Australia. It has revealed which Aussie cities, towns and suburbs spend the most money.
No, you're freaking me out with that voice. Just talk. Just talk as if you're talking to the kids.
Queensland. Queensland!
Yeah. Queensland, get in your room!
Get in your room!
Hey, hold on, where do we come
from? Put that sex toy away!
All right, well, let's just somewhere in between start talking like that.
Okay.
But there's some good facts
Queensland,
here, right?
Yes, has taken out. Well
what?
Done.
What?
Put your hands together.
What
round
for?
Of applause.
What for?
Kinkiest State Award.
Oh, Queensland.
We bought Queenslanders.
Bend your over, Queensland.
Bought the most BDSM and sex machine products.
Oh.
Wait. Sex, sex machine, what I think it is.
Like just any sort of, like cat and nine tails,
yeah.
Handcuffs.
Right. So we are specifically BDSM and sex machine. It looks like New South Wales trumps us overall there.
Yeah. What New South mean? Wales coming number
but
one.
But we specifically enjoy BDSM, which
and
is what?
Sex machine products.
What's BDSM?
That's like dominant and submissive.
Sadomasochism, is that
yes.
BDSM?
What? That's handcuffs and
it's
stuff.
It's like when you bondage. Dress up in leather like Jesus. A gimp and someone
we're number one.
Smacks you like, with cat and nine tails.
Like Mitch in the morning when he's waiting to come on air in his leather over there.
So what do you say at the Olympics in 2032? You know how we're allowed to have a couple of our own sports events. Should we
would
have
take
BDSM
our,
in there?
We
just
should.
Just as an event.
We would take home the gold.
Gold.
In every field.
Good on you, Queensland.
Sex.
going to?
Australia's top 10 sexiest suburbs.
What, they're breaking it down to suburbs now?
Yeah, Queensland features. Third, Springfield and Redbank, you kinky buggers.
Oh, come on, you guys and girls out
What's
there.
What's going on out there on the outskirts of Brisbane?
Give us
sexiest
a yell.
Sexiest suburbs.
When your partner lets you out of the handcuffs, give us a yell and tell us about it.
Margo, Australia's top 10 sexiest suburbs. Can you please read out number 5 for me?
Cockburn, WA.
Be careful if you're in Cockburn. Use some lube, please.
Triple M Breakfast.
River, our youngest child, the fourth girl, she's 7, she reminded Corey last night about something that he had stolen from her, and it was money, because last week Corey found himself short on some cash for something that he had to do, and he knew that she had cash in her wallet because she gets it for her birthday. She just had her birthday in January, and she had some leftover, or she had some cash that she's saving for something.
That's so unlike a female Parker to have money left from January to still have not spent
she's
it.
Not my daughter. No. She is like a father.
He's done this before, Margo. I remember. I reckon he's stolen from one of your other kids when he needed cash on
She said to him, Dad, you owe me $150 plus interest.
But she knows about interest.
She had a hand on one hip and her other hand out like, come on, give me my money. Where is it?
Here, teaching, there's no cash.
Teaching right? kids about money. But 13353, have you ever found yourself in a position where you've pinched something from the kids? Because I've done it as well. Not cash, but AirPods.
One of the great fights is over phone charges as well.
Yeah, look, that's I don't fine. Know. It no, could be a long fine. Shot, but 13353, have you found yourself in a position where you've nicked something from the kids and maybe they've let you know about it?
Stealing from your own children.
Joe from Banksia Beach on Bribey.
Oh, lovely Banksia.
Good morning. Yay. Hey, Joe.
Good morning. Hi.
Babe, do you understand? Have you stolen something from the kids?
I have. So my daughter lost a tooth and we had no cash. We very rarely have cash and I had to take her money to pay for the Tooth Fairy delivery of cash, because otherwise she wouldn't have got anything.
You mean the Tooth Fairy stole the money to give to your daughter? Yes.
Yes. Out of her savings.
Now, would your child have missed that? Like Margot's child was River was fortunate enough to know what the tally what she should have had. Would your child know what her tally of money is?
She definitely knows, but my husband and I actually keep it in our room so her brothers don't take her money.
Same thing.
She's quite the saver. But yeah, because we had no cash, other times we just have to delay and say, oh, you mustn't have cleaned your teeth. So the Tooth Fairy didn't leave any money this time until we could get some money.
Joe, just give us the current, what's the current exchange rate? How much?
Yeah, I need to know this.
Okay, so just your average, not the full front, we're looking at $5.
Oh, God, inflation.
It's gone up. It used to be a dollar when my kids were growing up.
I've got a one-year-old and a four-year-old, so this is ahead of me.
Our Tooth Fairy just does coins only.
They've got like more than $100.
No. Yeah, I thought it was $2 a coin.
Small change.
So, Joe, you're saying is $5 the maximum? Or what do you get for one of those four front teeth?
The very first tooth you lose is $50.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then
can I come live at Banksia Beach on Bribey?
Yeah. 10 for the next. So, yeah, the first four are $90.
What about if you're my age and they're still dropping out?
Could you imagine how much money you would have made with losing all those teeth over the last couple of months?
Talk to management.
You could have paid for your new ones.
Management around here owe you $7,000 a month.
There's no cash here.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, can you give Joe the price? You're a beauty, Joe.
Rhonda from Burpengary. Sorry we didn't get to. She wanted to talk about undies. Socks always seem to go missing in our place.
Who's sharing men's?
Everyone's pinching everyone's socks.
What world are you and Harry sharing?
I've worn Corey's undies once.
Yeah, girl guy.
I got stuck.
Two blokes.
If you share undies with anyone, 13353.
Or toothbrushes.
Really?
It's a game of word charade. Guess the words right and the loot is yours. Triple M Breakfast.
Can't say that.
You can't say that.
Brad in Caboolture South. Okay, it's you and a mate here. Hey. Brad, who's helped you require to play the game?
Let's go Marto.
Cool. He was really not off this game during
Chills
the song,
down.
Margo.
That's all right, Brad. You've got 60 seconds on the clock. Right. Margo's going to, Margo, that's me. Mardo is going to try and explain the clues to the five words that you need to guess. It's a verbal charades type situation. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
If you don't understand what he's talking about, just say pass. Yeah. Move on to the next one. He can't rhyme. He can't spell. He can't.
I'm telling Brad on behalf you the of words. You, Brad. I'm passing on the first one on your behalf. Okay.
Done.
It's a stupid one.
Watch that one.
Just skip it.
No, I don't care. Okay. I haven't got it in my brain.
Sure.
Right, so I go to the second one.
Close your eyes, Brad, and focus on your inner being. What would you be doing if you're going, relaxing, you know, relax. Meditate. Very good. Who's with you? When you break the record, like the whole record for this whole universe, what's it called? That's a new something record.
World record.
Yep. The opposite of lower.
Fire.
The what do you call Canberra? It is the what of Australia?
Capital.
No, one more.
Incorrect,
come on.
Arsehole. Oh, it is capital. The opposite of question is a question.
Canberra.
Thank you. That's five.
Get in that party hole. It was an excellent effort from Brad.
It was too.
Triple M breakfast.
Could you play the rocket ship launch audio, please? First time this year, a manned spaceship launch took off yesterday.
Where are we going?
Not another failed attempt from SpaceX.
No, not just a satellite one. This had four astronauts on it. They're going up to the International Space Station.
What's up there? The Russians?
There's got to be a changeover. 38-hour flight.
Oh, shift change. They punch your car.
Yeah, right. Yeah. How many
hours in light years?
What? Oh, no, 38 hours, human hours, not dog hours or anything.
But isn't space like...
No, but it's just up there. The International Space Station, I don't know exactly, but it's not far up there.
Doesn't it take 38, like, hours to get there, but you don't come back? When you come back, it's like a year later?
You've been watching too many Christopher Nolan movies.
Yeah, you're asking questions.
Light years is distance too, not time.
Isn't space time different to our time?
Oof. No.
Depends how fast you're going.
Yeah, light year, yeah. If you go faster than the speed of light... You're making time stand still.
Good physics chat, guys.
I've got more than this, though. Remember, well, here's the countdown.
3, 2, 1, ignition, engine full power, and liftoff.
On board three NASA astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut known as Crew 8 inside the Dragon Endeavour spacecraft.
Remember our mate Bill Nelson? Like, he was an astronaut. He was a senator in the US, and he's the spokesperson for NASA. Yeah,
he's a cartoon tortoise, I believe.
You don't want to light the candle until it's ready to go.
That was before previous attempt when they weren't actually ready. And they had to postpone. Now, I know you just heard the launch, and he went, it must have all gone well. Let's backtrack a few minutes earlier. Okay, can you imagine you're sitting there, you're all in your gear, you're ready to go up to the International Space Station, you've kissed all your loved ones together, you're strapped in, you're a bit nervous, you haven't been in space before. Then you hear this.
The liftoff, not without its drama. Two previous launches had to be aborted due to weather, while final checks today discovered a small crack in the seal for the hatch door.
Okay.
It's a daisy. Pretty sure that should have been checked.
Now, listen.
How small?
If I was driving to the Gold Coast to go, I'll let this go, I think we'll get there. But I'm going up into space.
Could you imagine seeing this Dragon rocket launch and it's got a black plastic bag
taped over the window?
That'll be right.
All right.
Bit of glue.
All right, so these four astronauts are sitting there and at some stage not one of them said, let's just take our time here and let's have a closer look.
Did they go?
Oh, did they go?
The astronauts told with 10 minutes to go, they'd go anyway.
We expect the gap created by this crack in the seal to close as the material will swell with re-entry heating. The engineering team here is comfortable.
Re-entry heating? Is that on the way back?
On the way back, it'll fix itself.
It'll fix itself on the way back.
Self-weld.
If you get there in the first place.
Oh, many years ago, a little bit fell off Columbia.
Yes.
The space shuttle and hit the wing, and they thought... let's not tell them. And they didn't tell them. And then it burst into flames coming back in. They were like, we can't help them now. We'll just let them figure it out.
Okay. If you're a little kid going to school now and you wanted to be an astronaut, be an engineer.
Just be the person who straps them in.
Jesus.
Yeah, don't overthink it.
Just put some silicon on that.
Aren't they supposed
to
be like the smartest people in the world, NASA?
Maybe.
We'll find out on re-entry.
Yeah.
Yeah, only time will tell on this one.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane has.
I think most people remember Kevin 07, the glory days of Kevin Rudd, our former Prime Minister. What is he up to now? Well, he's over in Washington being our ambassador And I'm not sure he's doing a great job because he didn't have very many positive things to say about Donald Trump.
Anyone concerned with the public policy process thinks he's nuts.
President Trump is not a popular figure within Australia.
Not a very popular figure within Australia. Yeah. He seems to be pretty popular at the moment in the polls over in America. And last night there was an exclusive on Sky News, Paul Murray Live, with some British
Nigel
interviewer,
Farage.
That fella.
Yeah. He's a conservative. He interviewed Trump.
He sat down with him and he said, hey, have you heard about this Kevin Rudd fella, the ambassador of Australia, talking badly about you? Well, he responded.
I heard he was a little bit nasty.
Yeah.
I hear he's not the brightest bulb, but I don't know much about him. But if he's at all hostile, he will not be there long.
I love that. When somebody says, oh, I don't really know who they are, like just downgrading their role, downgrading their profile. Right. I love that.
He's a high school bully who might run the world again.
But can he get Australia's ambassador sacked? I don't know.
I think we appoint our ambassador.
I know people in high places. I've got a red button.
I am people in high places.
I am the high places.
Oh, God. So we got, how old's Biden? 82, 83.
He's 107.
He's clearly senile against Trump, who's 77. This is incredible.
He's losing his mind too. He keeps talking about Obama Trump. He keeps forgetting who he's running against.
I saw the other day, Larry Fink. Do you know that name? He is the CEO of BlackRock, and BlackRock are major wealth shareholders.
Investment. I've heard of them.
Huge money, billions of dollars. Anyway, they said, are you going to be running for president? He said, no, I'm too young. He's only 72.
That's good.
I'm not old enough.
Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, measles is going around. Oh,
is it?
Bit of fun, apparently.
It's always going around.
A few cases, well, you know.
Which one's the measles with the dots?
Dots.
Which one? What's mumps?
That's glandular.
Is that one that makes you deaf?
Huh?
Good. Stop it.
Well, this is my problem. Where's it going around? I thought someone at my other job might be super spreading the measles. What? Sophie, who reads the news on Weekend Today, she's a ripper, but tell you what, I think I know who Typhoid Mary, who patient zero is of the current measles outbreak.
People are being asked to monitor for cold-like symptoms like a runny nose, red eyes, and a cough. Excuse me.
Was she acting?
No.
That's just great timing.
Immediately quarantine her, please.
That's Oscar award winning.
Triple M Breakfast.
There's so many things in life I still don't understand like this.
It's the American burger chain with a cult following that's taken Brisbane by storm for a day. Hundreds of people lining the streets for a chance to taste test the US favourite. But even a 3-hour wait wasn't enough to ensure success.
Ooh. In-N-Out Burger. I'd never heard of this thing before. What's the go?
I saw that they were coming here. There's a heap of big burger chains coming here.
So you know about them. What?
Yeah, I've heard about it. Apparently Kim Kardashian loves it.
Oh, God.
It's her favourite burger chain in the States.
You heard about it?
I've had it.
You've had an In-N-Out burger?
Yeah.
Is that
here or in the States?
In LA.
Oh,
is that a reference to sex, In-N-Out?
Well, it is, but it's not in this case. No, but it just means that you can get in and out quickly. Oh. You get in, get your fast food. It's fast food, right?
Are they any good?
So
isn't that amazing that we just saw the difference between your two brains? Margot's correct and you went straight to sex. Are you happy with yourself?
In and out, to me, often means sex, doesn't it?
When was the last time you got laid, mate?
Anyway. Right.
No, he's been too busy this morning.
We're talking burgers.
Yeah.
We're talking burgers. Was the burger any good?
It's fine. Very American, very greasy, very tasty.
Doesn't look healthy.
No.
Looks like a heart attack.
What's a pop-up? What does a pop-up kitchen even mean?
Just temporary to test the waters to see what the response is. And if people are waiting 3 hours, then they'd want to like it.
They were.
How long were we waiting for these this morning, boys? Oh, like 3 hours.
Jeez, you'd want to have eaten before you lined up.
Hey, you get hungry.
That's the difference between breakfast and lunch, isn't it? Right?
You collapse. But who's got 3 hours in their day to wait for a burger?
And did you see
it? It looked like a shit. Yeah, uni students, you're right. It looked like a shit burger too. I don't know. That's not what people think.
You've got to take advantage of the moment, seize the opportunity and just go for it.
Oh, the customers are loving it. They say it tastes like California.
Tastes like California.
Who was that first guy? Sounded like Scott Pendlebury playing for the grand final.
You've got to take advantage of the moment, seize the opportunity and just go for it.
No, full credit to the boys.
It's a burger, mate.
You haven't heard anything. Hold on.
Hang on.
You haven't heard anything until you've heard this review from this guy. It's a burger and you had to wait 3 hours and it was probably stale because it came from California. It was only open for a day. Is that correct? This whole thing?
Well, no, it'll be open for a period of time. Yeah. They'll test the waters.
No, they said yesterday.
Literally just one day.
I believe believe so.
They were in and out, literally.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. The in and out.
We figured it out.
But this guy will be back. If they ever come back to Brisbane, this guy will be involved.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, I guess. So I wanted to do it for the experience.
Once in a lifetime.
Jesus, not much happening in his life.
No, thank you.
Jesus.
Trip, I am.
That person lives in the same city as us.
It's Marto, Margo and Dan.
Loser.
Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, we haven't done this in a little while.
Young man with an old man's name.
Oh.
Young man with an old man's name. Have you seen a three-year-old Bert around?
I can do you better. This is actually a young girl with an old lady's name.
Yes.
Well, it's not that old. I feel like it's probably, it's getting, the jersey is being hoisted into the rafters and it's becoming older. It's certainly teetering on the edge. Augie, my one-year-old, I met his best friend at daycare the other day. She's very cute. A one-year-old Mary?
Oh, Mary's
name. Wow.
Amazing.
Mary is a grandma name.
Is that a proud Mary Keep On Burning fan or
Credence,
a...
yeah.
What else? Who's other? Mary something
Poppins.
About Mary.
Poppins. Yeah, okay.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Often these are bald-faced attempts by that family who named her Mary to grab an inheritance. Yeah. Old Auntie Mary may not have any children and has a house worth $4 million somewhere. Oh. And they went, hold on, if we call our child Mary and then we'll suck up to her.
They haven't seen her in 8 years and then they turn up on the doorstep. Hey,
here's
young
your name,
Mary.
Saying.
Mary.
I was thinking as well, surely our producer, the esteemed Graham Snow, is he the youngest Graham getting around that you've met?
There's no young Grahams. There's surely no young Grahams.
Not,
there's no young
not
Kevins.
Not spelled G-R-A-H-A-M. The young Grahams tend to be A-E-M-E. I have noticed, like, girlfriends on Instagram. Sadie is a popular one that's making a bit of a comeback. And Olive as well. Young
Olive. Olive oil.
Young Sadie.
Friends of ours have got a Sadie. She'd be fine.
Yeah, this Sadie's about three.
Open them up.
Getting some texts on the burner phone here. Rochelle from Rochdale. We've got an eight-year-old. Archibald Charles Gibson Mullins.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, there's an attempt to snag some inheritance.
Oh, from multiple parties.
Let's always remember a lot of these names are inheritance. Teresa from Northlakes, thanks for your text. Morning team, my little Jeffrey is 13 in March. Has to be the youngest Jeffrey alive, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon.
There's no Greg's below the age of 30.
Simon from Brookwater, good morning.
Good morning, all. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. Have you got a young person with an old person's name?
Yeah, I've got two of you this morning. So we had my stepson's eight-year-old birthday party last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Eight turn up named Warren, and my son looks at me and says, young man, old man's name. And
Hang on. Your son's actually said this is a good one.
Yeah, my son, my 13-year-old boy, he's took off the old block and he jumped.
That's great.
He's a listener.
And the second one is I've got my great-grandmother's name was Olive.
Yeah.
And I now have a great-niece named Olive.
Inheritance grab, cash grab.
Well, my great-grandmother's no longer with us, but same family.
It's always worth a try, though, isn't it?
Yeah, they're after something.
Mark, hello in Eden's Hills. What
hey,
do you
Mark.
Got?
How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
So it's not me, it's my next-door neighbour. He's got two grandchildren.
Yeah.
He's got an 18-month-old grandchild named Walter.
Oh, nice.
And 2 months ago, he's got another grandson. His name's Chester.
Chester!
Oh. Wow.
Jeez, I haven't heard of that one ever before. Chester.
Walter and Chester. What's going on there? Is this Marto's theory about the inheritance grab?
I don't know. It's just, next-door neighbours, his grandchildren, Walter, as they call him, and Chester.
See, the Walter, that normally refers to the king.
He gets Wally.
No, I think that, yeah, he'll get Wally and Chester.
That's a different one. Jeez, 2 months old.
Thanks, Mark.
Young man with an old man's name.
Triple M Breakfast.
I had a very wise aunt who told me once when I was a young girl that you can tell a lot by about a man by his shoes.
About a man?
About a man by the shoes that he chooses to wear on his feet. And
have you seen Shawshank Redemption?
I haven't.
Every man's favourite movie. That's in that.
Oh.
Yeah, looking
is
at
that
a
where she
shoes.
Got it? Right
yeah.
On.
And in the office here, there's a lot of men that I work with and I often look at the shoes that they choose to wear on their feet. Marto, we're going to get to you in a minute. Dan, you don't even make the list because whatever it is that you wear on your feet, those see-through meshy looking.
Come on.
Oh, Cons, they're all right. All I'm okay with them.
They're Converse.
I'm okay with them. Yeah. That's a good day for you. On a bad day, you wear those other gross...
Translucent Pumas.
Yes.
They were free.
They're awful.
I'm an ambassador.
You'll have to tell me more. I'm not really clear on how you can
Jamie,
tell
our boss,
things.
Let's take him for example. Yeah. He likes to wear a sneaker with his jean. Unfashionable man, I would say.
Yeah.
But there's a
he doesn't care.
There's a viral video on the interwebs talking about what your shoes say about you and the New Balance, made famous by Jerry Seinfeld, of course. It gets a run.
It's illegal for you to set foot within 200 metres of a school.
Not bad.
Then, of course, there's the very famous Birkenstock, which is the slidey sandal generally worn by backpackers back in the day. Now it's very cool hipsters because they're $250 a pop, some of these
What does it say
Birkenstocks?
What does
well,
it mean?
This is what he says.
You're a beige person. You think drinking craft beers compensates for your lack of a personality.
That's our boss, Jamie, as well.
Wow.
And then, Marto, we get to you, the gentleman who wears Crocs, and albeit you wear the very manly four-wheel driving off-road Crocs.
And I don't wear widgets or whatever you call them.
You don't wear gibbets either, but this is what Crocs say about you.
Yeah. Naxo Relaxo. You spend your Sundays looking for fishing gear at BCF.
Jesus.
Nailed it.
What do you reckon I was doing yesterday?
And then there is, of course, the Urban Cowboys footwear of choice, the RM Williams.
The Clayfield Cowboy.
Concrete Cowboys. You went to an elite private school and you probably work in finance or law. Yeah. The most bush you've gone is to your parents' 10-acre hobby farm where you had your 21st.
Great call. Who is this, mate?
Sensational.
And then our favourite, of course, who we encounter when living in Ascot and Hamilton, you two boys, down in your car park trying to steal your bike, and then I encounter them.
The IC
and I encounter them on Roma Street on my trip into work every morning.
Nike TN.
You're directly responsible for 78% of violent crime at train stations.
Bang.
Can I ask, what does the thong say about you? What does wearing thongs say about you?
Oh, just like no effort. Truck driver, probably, with a pair of King G's and a wife beater. You're happy.
Yeah.
You're saving money on thongs on shoes so you can spend it on cigarettes.
Yes. Yeah. Holidays.
Triple M Breakfast.
We've been talking about this morning, Marto's wheel of work. We've got the chocolate wheel in here. We've been spinning it the last few days. We've discovered you have many careers,
funny.
Marto.
Mate, there's my wife at my 50th created a stubby holder with all my jobs. There was about 40 or 50 of them, and people had to come to the party.
Have you still got it?
I saw one in a mate's shed the other day.
Can you bring it in? Yeah, bring it in, because it would say Wallabies, Reds player, Carpenter, radio host, life insurance salesman, fruit picking, aerobics instructor, cab driver, undertaker, barman, flower delivery, soft drink delivery driver, storeman, packer, King's mowing, you had a mowing business, and tennis coach.
Yeah, just briefly.
Now, we, at your instruction, left Undertaker on the big chocolate wheel because you said there's plenty more Undertakers. So there's one.
I'll tell you where there's plenty more stories is cab driving. Okay. God, that was a great 6 years.
Shall we spin the wheel?
Yeah, and grab the listener app and look up Marto, Margo and Dan if you want to hear the Undertaker story from yesterday. Let's give it a spin today.
Marto in Lycra.
Stretching up. What do you got?
Sexy. Is it Leo Sayas type style?
No, there was no Lycra. Well, what happened?
Lycra.
No, I wore...
Did you have a headband and wristbands?
How do I tell? Because I was studying at uni at this stage in the 80s, early 80s, and I was studying human movements, which is phys ed and la, la, la. I was working at a gym at the Crest Hotel, and the lady who owned the gym... 1982, Aerobics Old Style. Have you ever heard of this show?
Yes.
It started in 1982. And she said, right, we've got... All we were doing was running a gym, okay? And then all of a sudden she said, we've got to get into this aerobic stuff. So what she did, she got myself and a girl who was also pretty fit, la, la, la. And she said, we're going out to the suburbs. We were getting scout halls and footy club dressing rooms and we're putting pamphlets in the local area. It was pathetic when I think back to it. And we were conducting for housewives and stuff. I did Auchenflower, did Ashgrove, scout hall there at Toowong. And she dressed me up. She made me wear, because I was just wearing footy shorts and singlets and stuff, she made me wear, like, flash singlets, like silky sort of ones.
Colourful?
Those cut, you know those long-distance runners used to wear the cut shorts with the big cut in
the
sides.
Showing a bit of leg.
All right, so these housewives would turn up, and I didn't know what aerobics was. I'd seen an episode on TV. We did a bit of stretching, and then we do a bit of running on the spot, a few push-ups. I was just doing footy stuff we do at footy training.
Can you just imagine, Marto? I want to know if there's anybody out there, 133353, get us in touch on the burner phone. Did Marto ever instruct you in aerobics?
I reckon it lasted
Surely
4 weeks.
Surely we can find someone.
Margot, it was one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen. The most that ever turned up would have been 10 girls one day out at Ashgrove. And that dwindled down within 3 weeks to two of them, and that was embarrassing, and it just all stopped. But I had them doing wheelbarrows. You know how you used to do fireman carries at footy training, and I had them doing wheelbarrows, holding their legs.
Is that where one person is on the ground with their hands?
With their hands.
Okay.
And the other person's
got
their legs.
Marto's carrying out his sexual fantasies, it sounds like.
All right, guys, open up the Kama Sutra.
I was a personal trainer before it started. It was pathetic, but the thing was I was being viewed, like these girls are in their 30s. I'm 18 or 19.
But you are proper. Like, if nobody knows, what did you study at school? At uni, sorry?
University, human movements.
Human movements.
Human movements degree.
Yeah, you have a human movements degree.
I was qualified, but I didn't know what I was doing, as a lot of people who come out of university will find. But I was being viewed as a sex object, I realised, and I felt dirty every time.
You were
time
being
I'd
objectified by the women, were you, Marto?
They were just staring at
me. Ganging up on you. There's 10 of them versus you.
Nothing's changed, Marto, in here at Triple M.
How terrible for you.
All right, there was nothing good came out of my career as an aerobic instructor. Take that off the board.
Triple M.
Thanks for listening to the Triple M Breakfast Podcast for Tour to Brisbane, sponsored by Transurban. Grab your bike and find your ride. Family fun or get into racing. Tour to Brisbane.org.